Welcome to the Weekly Radio Spin, a look at the stories behind the news, brought to you by the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Sari Williams.
And I'm Judith Sears Poisson. In our top spin, the coal industry knows that it's in a fight for its life and is spending money accordingly. In 2008, the coal industry lobby group, American Coalition for Clean Coal Electricity, spent nearly $10 million on federal lobbying. The group also spent $38 million on advertising promoting quote-unquote clean coal. The coal industry doesn't believe that it can avoid regulation aimed at addressing climate change. Instead, they want to influence and shape legislation that will impact them. The head of the American Coalition for Clean Coal Electricity said that the money they are spending is to, quote, delay emission limits until clean coal is a commercial reality, if it ever is, end quote. The coal industry's massive spending on lobbying doesn't guarantee success, though. One lobbying insider said that, quote, you can only influence and pressure people so much. If you're spending that kind of money, you're not getting your money's worth, end quote.
There's a new federal excise tax on cigarettes set to take effect. The tax will add 62 cents to the cost of every pack. The proceeds will go to fund the State Children's Health Insurance Program, or SCHIP. As usual, cigarette manufacturers are complaining that the tax makes smoking too expensive. But that doesn't mean that they aren't willing to make a buck at the same time. Altria raised the price of a carton of its Marlboro cigarettes nearly a dollar in February, and now are adding 71 cents to the cost of each pack, much more than what is needed to cover the excise tax, taking effect April 1st.
Bailouts, bonuses, and the general state of the economy have a lot of people mad. Enter Harvard Law School. Twice this year, they are offering seminars on public relations, communications, and media strategies for dealing with an angry public. Attendees who pay the nearly $2,000 fee to attend will learn techniques for dealing with people who are, quote, angry because you've let them down, or who want to embarrass you publicly, as well as environmental groups threatening you over issues such as the use and disposal of toxic materials, end quote. Endorsements for the seminars come from officials with the U.S. Air Force, Federal Aviation Administration, ConocoPhillips, and Wyeth Pharmaceuticals.
Times are surprisingly good at Fox News. Despite or maybe because of its role as the voice of the opposition, the right-wing channel has rocketed to be one of the highest-rated of all basic cable channels. Driving the high ratings are Fox's three main pundits, Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity, and Glenn Beck. As one media analyst said, quote, after CNN scored key victories with its election coverage last year, Fox News has now regained its wide lead. So much for the predictions that Fox News, reportedly the favorite channel of former Vice President Dick Cheney, wouldn't fare well in an Obama administration, end quote.
And now it's time to play 6 Degrees of Spin and Fakin, our look at the connections between media manipulators. We just mentioned Glenn Beck, one of Fox News's premier pundits. Beck began in radio as a music disc jockey. After a bout with alcohol and drug addiction, Beck converted to Mormonism and began his talk radio career. He has established himself as a leading conservative pundit on radio, TV, and in print. In 2007, he hosted a TV program called Exposed, The Climate of Fear. The program was meant to be a counterbalance to Al Gore's documentary on climate change called An Inconvenient Truth. Here's a portion of that program.
I don't think fear is a constructive sentiment. It's a political trick.
The fear element drives the media, and the media drives the hype.
Welcome to Exposed, the Climate of Fear. I want you to know right up front, this is not a balanced look at global warming. It is the other side of the climate debate that you don't hear anywhere. And yes, Al Gore, there is another credible side.
Perhaps because he isn't a trained journalist, Beck does not believe that reporters can be impartial. He says that those who pretend to be should, quote, just fess up. I'd like to throw them under the bus, quite frankly. Anybody who tells you that they're objective and non-biased and this is the straight truth, period, is bullcrap, end quote.
That's this week's edition of the Weekly Radio Spin. For more information, visit the Center for Media and Democracy's website at www.prwatch.org.